basically the Gemara wants to know, according to Beis Hillel, maybe you should hold the din of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav. Then it quotes a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, and one may ask, why are both Rav and Shmuel here? Is it just Rabbi Yehuda and Rav we're quoting from? According to Rashi, why are both Rav and Shmuel here? The kasha is really from both. There is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. There is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel as to whether or not Tzviya is bechlal achia or not, and therefore whether Tzviya needs Lashma or not. But everyone agrees Achia needs Lashma. And that's how Rashi asks the kasha, both from Rav and from Shmuel. The major textual difference between these two things is what here says. According to the Rashi, according to Balamar Ben Chananel, and the explain to these words to Alma, you don't have to ask him to Ben Chananel. He doesn't have to give that Alma, but it would make more sense Alma, because Alma sounds like we're drawing a conclusion from the line for the previous statement, which is Shita Shmuel. According to the Rashi, we're drawing a conclusion from the whole last four or five lines of Gemara. Well, from Rabbi Shmuel, you wouldn't want the word Alma. Now, in terms of looking at the Gemara and our Gemara alone, that would be suffice if we only were had a very narrow focus that we're doing a micro analysis of the Gemara itself. The problem is that the Gemara is all over Shas, have all sorts of other things that are critical and that we'll take advantage of. To take a look at it. The truth is, the Gemara lives to a focus between the Rabbana and the Rosh Hashanah. Where's the Gemara? Where's the Gemara found? That lives to a focus of Rabbi Shmuel. There's the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos says Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is the exact Tanoi needs to say Machlokes to whether or not you need to be Shema or not. Although the Gemara doesn't spell out how it lays up, it seems to be pretty straightforward, at least in the Peshaw that scene, it seems to be pretty straightforward that Rav goes like Rabbanan, Shmuel goes like Rav Shem Ben Yalil. How so? The Rabbanan wants you to not be equal to Shema, Rav wants you to be equal to Shema either. And you don't need to be. Apparently, Ephod is parallel to Tzviya. They're both prerequisite for the Asiya. Asiya Hasitis is the Tanya. Asiya Hasitis is Shira. And the steps beforehand don't be Lashma, according to Shmuel. According to Gamaliel, they do. So far, so good. And therefore, not focused on whether or not you need a Tzviya Lashma seems to be the same as whether or not you need even Lashma or not. Nothing to do. Okay. If this is the end of the sugya, things would be great. But I should have made a point in a second, but I'm going to go backtrack for a second. I apologize. I didn't really see my notes, but I didn't see my head. We had spoken out the sugya is the kashi that comes from Rav and Shmuel, and only Shmuel. Of course, Rashi comes from Rav and Shmuel, according to Bala Marv and Yochanan ben Tam, it's only for the Shmuel. We pointed out the gear stuff, Alma may make a difference. What's the major support that she tells Rashi? What else would have triggered Rashi to say such a thing? Why did Rashi want to come from Rav and Shmuel? The Girsa of the Les Lay, the Beis Hillel of Amr Yud Amr Rav. The Bala Mar says, yeah, Rav Dask, at the end of the day, it only comes from Shmuel. And Shas does that once in a while. It's quote A, but it really means B, you know, because B's coming up a little later on, because it's the same topic. A little bit weak, according to the Bala Mar. According to Rashi, it's a lot stronger, but the less than of Yud Amr Rav. Okay. That's where we are. According to Rav, why are assistants okay? Why do assistants
according to that, the first three categories, the first three statistics, why are the first three also on the last three are Kasha? According to Rashi, why are the first three also? They lack the Shema. They don't have the Shema. According to Balamar, there's another thing called Din Kanan.
Why doesn't Rashi learn that way? It couldn't be Rashi has a better answer, but it could be the fundamental reason why.
We'll discuss later on why the Balamar says Din Kanan and why others may disagree with Din Kanan. We'll get back to the Mishnah by later, but we'll start it tomorrow.
Into just another Pshat, Rashi could have also said that just disagrees with the case is. Or does Rashi halachically think the Balamar is wrong in this now for the misapplication of the way? Well, we'll get back to that. What about Sisson? So now this depends upon what is Rav really hold. According to Rashi, Rav holds that Asiya, the Yiddish Mav, and that is Fiya, so he says, what? He says that this has a Lishma, Asiya. There was an Asiya done Lishma, but there was no Tzviya Lishma. And you don't need a Tzviya Lishma. According to the Balamar, the entire Svara for Rav is fundamentally different. The entire Svara for Rav is not that you don't need, you know, a Tzviya Lishma at all, but rather, Hazmana allows it to be like you added a Lishma.
Hazmana is Ker Asiya.
This difference over here is how Rav learns. And this is the major difference that's going to trigger how to learn this book in Sanhedrin about Hazmana or Rav. Because according to the Balamar, and according to Rashi, things that are kosher for different reasons. According to Rashi, it's kosher because there's no requirement of the Lishma. According to the Balamar, you may need a Lishma. You may need, you know, this is a fundamentally different case, and Lishma is needed. However, you can always do a Hazmana, which means you can always just add in a little bit of Lishma. You don't need the whole thing to be a Lishma. You just need part of the Lishma. And that's essentially the difference between Rav and Shmuel. According to Rashi, my hope is about Tzviya or not Tzviya meaning, because is to be a part of Asiya or not. Rav thinks Asiya is needed for Shmuel. Asiya is not part of the Asiya. Shmuel says they both need to be Shmuel. According to the Balamar, Shmuel thinks everything needs the Shmuel, while Rav thinks only one part is good enough, in which case Tzviya would not necessarily need it. Because, you know, according to the Balamar, you know, you could just do any hazmana at all, and Tzviya would be a hazmana, Tzviya would be a hazmana, you could just do one little part, that's good enough. Now the question is how to play out with Sanhedrin and Sanhedrin. And the truth is, the svaras that Rashi and the Balamar just used are going to manifest itself in Sanhedrin as well. Let's just read it in Sanhedrin. Abaye and Rabbah disagree, but first, in the general background of the nation, we talk with you. If a person dies, you want to make him, you want to make some clothing for him, dead, nice and white, that clothing, the halacha is that Asher Bahana. At what point in time does it become Asher when you give it to him, when he puts it on his body? That's one. Everyone agrees that's certainly an Asher. But let's say you're imaginative for him. You say, hey, I'm making this white, you know, robe like clothing for the dead guy. Even before it's put on him, it can even become Asher because it has money. That's true that the Abaye says Hazmana is the son of the imagined makes an Asur, while Rabbah says Hazmana is Rabbah. The Rabbah says no, it's only Asur is actually on his body. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, yeah, that's the same machlokas as Rabbanan and Rosh Hashanah and Aliyah. How do you link that all thing up? According to Rashi, Rabbah is like the Rabbanan and Rashi. They believe that Rosh Hashanah makes sense, it's not so clear. According to Rashi, Shmuel, Rosh Hashanah, and Abaye are all the same. And how is that the same? It's not so clear. The story I alluded to is spelled out. Rashi and so forth says the question is, does the Torah recognize non-Maisa things? According to Rav, the Rabbanan, and Rabba, all we need is a Maisa. That's what we care about. Maisa in the Torah is makshif. Other things in the Torah is not makshif.
The general rule is that Torah is only mashed up like that. Therefore, the atzia needs to be the Shema. But not the tzia. Because you don't really need the Shema, except the special death that comes from atzia the Shema. The Rabbanan holds, you don't need Ibud the Shema. When you turn the tefillin from high into tefillin, the Ibud, that doesn't need the Shema. Why not? Because nothing needs the Shema. We only care about mice. And Rava has mother's love milsa. Why not? Because we only care about mice and we care about actions, we care about the Uber. That my friend is Shita Rashi. That's how Rashi makes the food to be done. According to Shmuel, the Torah is Nachshiv other things, Nachshiv Lishma. And therefore, a mice is not enough. We need Lishma as well, according to Shimon Eliel. He needs to be Lishma because Torah is Nachshiv, not just mice, but even things like Lishma. And if the Torah is Nachshiv, not just mice, but it's Nachshiv thought, but Lishma, it would also be Nachshiv, Hasmana, and Hasmana's built as well. And therefore, according to Rashi, that doesn't make any sense as a reason. Again, that's your definition. According to the Balabar, you switch around the body of Rashi. According to the Balamor, Rav is like the Rabbanu. He's also like a body. According to Shmuel, he's like a Shimon Gamaliel, but he's also like the Rabbanu. What logic is there for the Balamor? The Balamor holds his Balamor. The Svara for Rav is not that the Torah only cares about mice unless it declares the cause of other mice. According to Rashi, it's all about a mice, and therefore mice are always good. So it's not for the mice and nothing else. According to the Balamor, the Svara for Rav is different. The Svara for Rav is Russian. Hazmana ki atziya. The Torah is machshiv hazmana as a mice. Hazmana is ki atziya. Therefore, tziya is like hazmana. It counts. According to Shmuel. According to Shem Ben Gamliel, we need, I'm sorry, I'm going to do that again. According to Balamar, it's not. It's not right. According to the Balamar, hazmana counts as a mice. And therefore, if you make tzitzit, make up a according to Rav, that's according to Rav, what? According to the Balamar, yeah. I'll start with Rabbanan. According to the Balamar, the Balamar believes everyone needs the Shema. Rav and Shmuel, they both need the Shema. The question is, does Hasmana answer that? And therefore, the Rabbanan say, "Lo tzvicha ibud l'shma," it means you don't need ibud l'shma, but you need something l'shma, which would be a Hasmana, which is exactly what Abaye says, we value Hasmana. According to the Balamor, Abaye really is the key player. He believes that Hasmana counts as Hasmana is Katsuya, and therefore, it comes to ibud l'shma, you don't need ibud specifically, but you do need something. You don't need ibud, but you need some Hasmana. Therefore, a chitok at the end would be cut. For some other action at the end would be good enough. Also, according to Rav, the way the Balamor learned, you need somehow lishma, but have money would be good enough. What? And therefore, he cannot pass on anything because of lishma. And therefore, the three meanings that are possible, it must not be because of a lack of lishma, because hazmana can always solve that problem. Why are they possible? Because of min knas. You follow that? That was the fourth stage. You get that? So the quiz in the Balamor, you can always solve lishma problems the way Rav does. That's a bayis chiddush, hazmana milsa. And therefore, even if you don't have evil, you can do something else. If you don't have sis, you can do something else. And that's why sis in your kashrut. Well, why then in the first thing possible? It can't be a lishma problem. Not that he rejects lishma. He holds lishma is needed. It's just that you can always solve a lishma problem. Therefore, you got to find some other problem, minkana. That's why the Balamar disagrees with Rashi. Why does Rashi disagree with the Balamar? Because it's going to hold off, and that's how we analyze minkana for example. But the point is, the Balamar cannot subscribe to Shita's Rashi because he believes that Hasmana is milta, you can always solve a lishma problem. This machlokis over here as to why Rav puzzle is Lishi Tasa with the Sugya in Sanhedrin. Can it be a Lishma problem? The answer is, according to Rashi, yes, therefore Rashi can allow for Rava to look up these guys, because it's all about my ignoring the Shema. According to the Baal Amar, Rav agrees you can solve a Lishma problem, therefore he'll never learn Rav to be Lishma, and he'll have to learn Abaye to be like Rav Adam and Rav. Let me just finish up Shita Shmuel, because I want a chance to digest, I'll make the question, we'll try best to link back to this Sugya in Sukkah, which is not as easy as one would think. Shmuel believes Hazmana is insuffice needs mamish for the asir, needs your real asir. And therefore, of course, you need to be as well. Therefore, of course, you need Ibn Lashma as well. Therefore, and the point is again, because since Hazmana is lav milsa, we need the whole thing Lashma, not just a Hazmana, not just part of it. If that's the case, Shmuel believes you can kasher these things cost. You can do a hazmon, you can give you those fix all Shmuel says, this is possible because Shmuel believes you cannot sell Lishma problem. According to the Baal Amar, the Machlokes, can you solve Lishma problem? According to Rashi, the Machlokes is what? According to Rashi, the Machlokes is Lishma needed, or the more correctly said, does the Torah value other things besides money? That, I think, is the clearest reservation of Baal Amar. I think we'll do it again. Here's the answer. Wow, that is good. Okay. Questions, comments, thoughts? Okay. With that in mind, let's look at the Kasha from Sukkah. Rashi works out very nicely. According to Rashi, what's the Kasha? Both Rav and Shmuel made an Asiyah Lishma. Shouldn't Beis Hillel also have an Asiyah Lishma? What's the answer? No, he doesn't, because there's no Teres HaKasa. According to the Baal Hamor, and the other, this will be shown in the bigger time in the canal of those guys, what's the Kasha from Sukkah? Who can stay over the Kasha well according to the Baal Hamor? Now, why does Beis Hillel? Because Beis Hillel reject Shmuel, right? Now, why is the Kasha, according to the Baal Amar, only from Shmuel and not Rav? Conceptually, what is the Kasha? How is it different from Rashi? Because it's got to be only Shmuel. Meaning, what you have to figure out is, according to the Baal Amar, the difference between Rav and Shmuel is the Kasha on Beis Hillel. You with me? In other words, Shmuel minus Rav is equal to the Kasha on Beis Hillel. Well, the difference between Shmuel and Rav is not whether or not you need Lishma. According to the Baal Amar, what's the difference between Shmuel and Rav? Whether Hazmana counts or not. So according to Shmuel, Hazmana doesn't count. So somehow that is the Kasha on Beis Hillel. You ever understand that? That's not a clear Kasha. In other words, the Baal Amar was not that helpful in terms of carrying over his mahalach to our gemara. He was very helpful in terms of lining up the shittas throughout Shas, the Nachos, and Sanhedrin, but in terms of asking the kasha in Sukkah, it's not that straightforward. What is the kasha? What do you want to get into it?
Why do you say the question? Why do you say
the question? Has to be, according to the Baal Amar, both Rav and Shmuel and Beis Hillel, for that matter, what mandate Lishma. The question is, what type of Lishma? The Kasha is not, the Kasha is, shouldn't Hazmana be insuffice? Shouldn't you need what? Lishma from A to Z, according to Beis Hillel. The answer is, no, Hazmana alone is good enough. You see that from the Gemara? A little tough to read to the Gemara. Again, Rashi was a very nice verse. The larger picture of Shash, but again, the point is the Kasha has to be, don't you need two levels of Lishma? No, one level is good enough. Does it make no the
mouthless mouth. He enters maybe by sickness that the mouth won't get ravished for, but by sukkah, everyone allows for what? Rav level of the stroke. That mechore is how the Balamor's Kasha should be at, right? At the end of the day, mechore, what comes out is that you, by sukkah, you don't need the shema from A to Z. You only need a hadmano shema. That should be the conclusion. Rabosai, why is that a very important, a very beautiful conclusion? What? It may work out very nicely. If you remember, we had a whole discussion earlier on in the year that whether or not Beit Hillel has a need, you know, Torah, Mishma, or Eid of Torah, Mishma at all. You remember that? In other words, if Beit Hillel says he made it, you can be Bodover or not. Remember that? Does Beit Hillel accept the Yerushalmi on any level that he made it Bodover? According to Rashi, what's the Mahalach? No. Rashi was crystal clear on the mission that Beit Hillel doesn't need anything. Who had disagreed? But you know what's really nice about this? Host folks of Abel Kanano and Rashi all hold Shiva. Host folks from Sanhedrin works out beautifully with Host folks on the spot over here. You follow that? In other words, according to Tosco, there is a need for a sukkah lishma. You just do not need what? From A to Z. What do you need? Hadmana. What is Tosco's mandate? What is the Torah mandate? What are all these guys' mandate? Either it has to be before 30 days or older, or it has to be lishma, or it has to be chiddush bodavar. And we have it. Chiddush bodavar, does that make it lishma? How does finishing the last part of the sukkah make it lishma? And we twisted our arms and we scratched our ears by, you know, going like this. We had different, we killed ourselves. And we said, yes, it may be the definition of a sukkah is completed or something like that. No one really writes that shot, but we're all stuck with this one. We have a beautiful parrot here. We never just, you know, put together a whole year. We have an unbelievable parrot. The parrot is in two different models according to talk about the Beit Hanan and the Baal HaMor. There is lishma from A to Z. And then there's finish the shema. A small amount, hazmana. When it comes to sukkah, everyone agrees all you need is hazmana, which is in the chadish bodavar, right? You don't have that puzzle like the four had said, etc. However, sometimes the Torah says, no, you need the whole thing with shema. I need sixes maybe, fillin maybe, etc. But over here, there's no parent that goes, Mashain gate according to Rashi, who believes no, Beit Hillel doesn't have any concept of Lishma at all. Therefore, the Beit Hillel that Rashi has to reject both Lishma of Rav and Shmuel and the concepts of Sukkah at all. The Maskana, the major difference between Rashi and Tosfos is what we've seen earlier on. When Beit Hillel end up rejecting, what do they reject? According to Rashi, because the kasha was for both, they reject both. There's no need for lishma at all. Lishma is only by sittis, not by sukkah. According to these guys who think the kasha is from Shmuel, they reject Shmuel, and by default, they agree with Rav, who required the smaller level of lishma. When does Shmuel require more? By sittis, not by sukkah. I don't know if I developed this to that way, but this is a mahalach. Quinn, how'd you do it? You got it? Keith, how'd you do it? You got it? Sit on it. Let it kind of absorb. Sit, you know, think it through a few times. Okay. Stay here. I'd be out of time. Which part? Yeah, there are a couple of potential problems. Number one is, he seems to ignore the
Rabbi Yehuda Amarav thing, number one. And number two, he inserts this level of lishma, which seems to be the minimal standard. What's very nice about the Baal HaMor is why you understand why the Gemara brings both Rav and Shmuel. Even though the Gemara quotes from Shmuel, it needs to bring Rav because it's setting up for the Maskana. That's very advantageous, according to the Baal HaMor. Because why not only ask from Shmuel, according to the Baal HaMor? The answer, again, the Baal HaMor doesn't get it, but presumably the answer would be what? What? Yeah, but why does the Gemara, in this particular time, why does the Gemara tell you she does Rav? The answer is because when the Baal HaMor, according to the Baal HaMor, they still end up rejecting Shmuel, by default, it returns to, she says, Rav. It's kind of nice that you mentioned the one in there. How'd you do it together? Yeah? You know,
the only issue is that
Rav,
Shmuel
according to Rashi?
Yeah.
According to maybe exactly. Kasha, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, who wants the Maskana to be, Beisel has no Lishma, the Kasha is from both Rav and Shmuel, who mandate Lishma. And the answer is no, I don't have Lishma. By this is name, but not by Sukh. And the conclusion is he has no Lishma at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, you what? When? No. There's a chilek between Sukkah and Kippur. No one says it's more difficult. The Bible says Sukkah doesn't need Lishma and all the means Rav, 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 Lishma. The question is, what do you need by this? According to Rashi, they both need that Lishma. According to the Bible, you're not focused on it's more what you need. But at the end of the day, there's going to be a chilek between Sukkah versus Sukkah. You don't need, that's not true. According to the Baal HaMor, Hazman Olam Milsa is true by Krach, identical clothing, by Ibud Lishma, and by Sintas. Mash Eke, by Sukkah, since there's no Gzeres HaKosev over there, you would never even need a higher level of Lishma, in which case, saying Hazman Olam Milsa, Hazman is just lab milk for the higher level of Lishma. For the lower level of Lishma, it's totally fine. Either yes or as far. Yeah, that's because as far as the Kedusha Kedusha, therefore he's above. Bill, I don't know if there's a public, or I don't know if it's just as far. It could get flipped to Sigma. They kill him. At the end of the day, I think all the Rishonim are going to think Beit Hillel agrees with both Rav and Shmuel. The question, and the reason why is because Rav and Shmuel are talking about Tzitzit, whether they're agreeing or disagreeing or what they're talking about, and Beit Hillel is talking about Sukkah. Sukkah is going to have a lower need than someone has by Tzitzit. Who, what? According to Rashi, so they both have by Tzitzit, according to Baal HaMor, which Shmuel has by Tzitzit, and that's because according to Rashi, the Kash is from both, while according to Baal HaMor, the Kash is only from I assume it's probably not a pasuk. I assume it's Isser, the Kriech, the Isser Kriech, which is the Rabbanan. The answer is, the question is Hazmana Ke'afir? And that, according to the Baal HaMor, not both of Abayi's as well. Now, the Torah mandates a heightened level, a full Afir, does have money down to that, goes back over there. If the Torah doesn't mandate a heightened level, well then you don't have to discuss whether or not Hasmana works, because, in other words, the Machlokas, when the Baal HaMor really is Hasmana Kassiyah, the Torah doesn't mandate a Siyah, certainly Hasmana is good. It's only when the Torah mandates an Asiyah, is Hasmana good. In other words, from there, you need an Asiyah Habegen in order to make it up, the question is Hasmana an Asiyah or not. You need an Asiyah Tarasua in order to make it up, is Hasmana an Asiyah or not. Things like this. Yeah, Keith, what's up? According to Rashi, you would need Sukkah Lishma, I'm sorry, what? You don't need a Sukkah Lishma called the Rabbi Shmuel. Only fits the Sukkah Lishma. Okay? Okay. Okay. So it comes out, according to Rashi, according to Rashi, Hillel says not quit about the mother. Kasha was from Shmuel. And the answer is that Hillel doesn't hold up what Shmuel holds up in his context. Meaning, oh, the Lashon of Amar Yehuda Amarav? Yeah, the Baal Amar, I'm with you. It's a little bit of a talk. It doesn't have to. At least, in other words, textually, I think your point is a fair one. I think this is one of the reasons why many Mishnah don't agree with the Baal Amar, certainly Rashi. It sounds like the passage is coming from Rav. The Baal Amar dealt with this. It's the first thing he said, which was, yeah, I know sometimes it makes it presented that way, but this is a Derech Hashav, and sometimes the Torah does it. You know, you want to answer for any other times where I've seen it done, I've never seen it done anywhere else, or I've seen it totally forgot about, or I looked at more like Rashi there also. I don't know. I don't know the Baal Amar as another example. It doesn't bring it any example. However, it's a textual soft spot for the Baal Amar. It makes it, I don't think it's enough to throw the whole thing out of the water, especially taking it to account. Yeah, I wouldn't throw it out of the water anything, the Baal Amar. But even if it's, you know, even if I was a Rishon, I'd have a right to especially respect it, more so because the, one of the reasons why we brought up Rav, because when I've gone up, that's what we all scribe for. So it could have kind of been placed that way, especially the fact that it was a conversation. Tiam Rise, kind of the Shmuel, the conversation, we go back to the beginning of the conversation. And there are those who even changed around that gear, so I don't know if that one has a different gear, so I'm not sure if it minimizes the problem enough, but I hear your point. But that's what about the meaning. The Baal Amar was fully aware of this. It's actually the first piece he stuff off. I'm gonna get back to the second, I apologize, just before I can get right to it. Okay. According to Rashi now, when you need the Mishna, I would assume from Rashi, you need, how do you, what's the system? How do you know what things will shmup in the shmup? What is this in there? Like, oh, this is habit. What about Tefillin? Again, either Tefillin does or I just don't know about it, or maybe Tefillin is a Dabash of Kedusha, Tashmisha Kedusha, things with Kedusha don't need it, maybe that's the Svara. So either it's Kedusha and Tefillin or just, either it's Kedusha and Tefillin or just Tefillin, I'm not sure. According to the Baal Hamor, what needs Lishma? Everything? Anything that's in permission with a really true could be an unbelievable chiddush according to the Baal Hamor. The truth is, the Baal Hamor is definitely going to have a lot more things in the mitzvah, a lot more things that require Lishma. What else that we may have come across besides Tzitzit, Tefillin, and Sukkah may need some level of Lishma that we've seen in any one of these Rishonim over here? Better? Give me a hint, it's on the daf. Which Rishon on the daf had extended the Shema even beyond Tzitzit, Tefillin, and Sukkah, Matzah? Who quoted that? Tosfos quoted Yerushalmi. If I remember, when we read this Tosfos, the first Tosfos on the page, we had asked ourselves, why does he quote this? And we had a whole theory based upon Sukkah, Yerushalmi, according to Beis Hillel, the Seif of the Mishnah. However, maybe that would be enough for Tosfos to quote what? Yerushalmi by Sukkah alone. Why does Tosfos quote Yerushalmi by Matzah? It's completely not our subject. You hear the question I'm asking? Meaning, why did Tosfos quote that not only is there a din of a Sukkah Yerushalmi, there's a din of Matzah Hayashan? Okay, the Yerushalmi has a nice conversation. Tosfos' job is not to quote everything. What's the teretz? Tosfos thinks along the lines of the Baal Amar, and Shaul Yaakov was just mechavin to that. What? The din of Lishma is not limited to only things with Xeris HaKasav or maybe things with Davish HaKusha, but it extends to Lechora, most or all or many more, as the Asamit. How far does the Baal Amar go? I don't know. Maybe they don't have it by Shofar. Maybe they don't have it by Lubin. naturally made. He didn't really make a wolf, but it grew on its own. He didn't make a shofar, he then hollowed it out for the animal. I don't know exactly how far the Balamor Kosher could go. They don't address it specifically, but I'd like to suggest it's significantly broader than Rashi. Not just there is a need for Sukkah Lishma, according to them, the favorite, but there's even a need for Matzah Lishma. That may be, as Yeshua points out, why Kosher had brought it. We have no idea why Kosher had brought it. Kosher didn't tell us. Here's a nice suggestion. Should you hear that? Not quite. You remember Tosfos, the top Tosfos, the Sukkah Yishana Beitel Machshirim? The Tosfos there quotes the Yishana. He quotes that Sukkah may need to be Mechavish Bodak. He had a lot of Tosfos quoting the Sukkah. Then Tosfos also says he needs Master Mishma. The fact that Tosfos carried over Yishana to a Babli was the first level, like problematic. And we dealt with that. We came to the next Mahavish. I'm suggesting now, there's a bigger problem, which is why did Tosfos carry over Master Mishma? That's totally not our topic. The answer is because, according to this Mahalach, Tosfos, they take from Sanhedrin, and they bring it down. And Tosfos, which is Mashmo over here, it could be Shaul Yaakov, and he's right. You don't need a Gzeres HaKadosh to teach you the Shema. You need a Gzeres HaKadosh to teach you to need a higher level of the Shema that maybe has money that might not work according to Shmuel, but Sukkah needs the Shema, Tzitzis needs the Shema, all these things need the Shema, even Matzah, maybe Tosfos, according to Yerushalmi, to show that he extends the requirement, the necessity of Lishma, beyond what? Beyond Sukkah. And again, what I'm trying to do here, just in terms of Derech Halina, I think it's necessary to show what I'm doing here. The goal is not just to work out Nisvara, the differences between Rashi and the Baal Amar, although that's definitely level two. Level one is to work out what the heck is the Baal Amar saying, what the heck is Rashi saying. Beyond that is to try to do this conceptual stuff which we're trying to build over here and link it to other things that she does have to. And then if you can use it to answer up textual questions you had no answer to, that's very, very helpful. It makes it much more convincing that it's true. We had no idea why Kosher calls the rain and you shall be Hamas. He does that. Not a great shot. This is a much better shot. It's much more likely that Kosher is carrying the Shema beyond Sukkah. Beyond Matzah Beiti, the two other mitzvahs. And again, it's because the kasha comes from Shmuel. We never thought Rav was wrong. We always thought you needed all creations of it. Chepzis HaMitzvahs require a Shema, and it's not all. I don't know the exact category, but it's significantly larger than Rashi's. And again, the methodological level, when you have really good svaras and good ideas and start connecting textually to answer questions that you didn't know you could answer before, it's a lot more helpful, it's a lot more convincing. The next stage of the Baal Amar. Okay, quickly, one, two, one. Hang on, I don't know if I'm going slow or not slow. You know, this is not an easy thing. I want to make sure people get this. I really believe this is something you can, like, you know, think it through 7-8 times, but you finally have a good handle on the subject. Or no, that's what I need to do. This requires time to focus. So bad. I'm gonna finish it up tomorrow, but I want people to just get time today or tomorrow morning to find time to sit on it, speak it through a second time, a third time. You want to have a handle on it. It's not easy stuff. Read the Baal Amar a second time, read the Tosfos a second time. I think it's the highest academic, I really do, and I like it. I like it because of the reason. I like it because it makes MS Anakin is cool. Because it's doing quite a few like it. Say it, either one of them. Cool, I'll tell you it's cool to say, you know. I wish I could have managed to do it for Shaman Service. But it requires me going over and over and over. You really get a handle. So you get a handle on it, get there. And if you have not do with that. That's a great question in general. When do you take exercise about the limited versus extended? When do you say stop here and not there? When do you say the opinion out and extend it all the way through? I don't have anything brief enough and intelligent enough to tell you right now. Yeah?
That means they do hold the Shema. They do hold the Shema, but they're assuming that we know, they're going to do that.
your point is, it's not that you should have just said, it's a sibbe, not a sibba. Meaning, according to the Rashi, according to Rashi, the person of Rabbanan is saying exactly what they mean, which is, we do not need Ibn Mishma. According to the Baal Amar, not that, in other words, you need something Mishma, but not Ibn. Ibn Mishma, because you don't need Ibn Mishma, you need something else that's Mishma. So it is a focus on what you don't need, and the fact that it's specifically Ibn that's what you need. In a Kinami, that's the difference between Rashi and the Baal Amar. Then the Baal Amar says that the two Gemaras begin, both of which indicate that Siva favor Torah, even if not the whole Torah, if part of the Torah is written Shalom Shema, you read out Shem Hashem, and write it in Shalom Shema, the Akkaro, if you have a Torah that has Shem Hashem is written out in Shema, everyone agrees with Fasol, less not the following, everyone agrees that the entire Sefer Torah is written Shema. Right? On the Baal Amar. Baal Amar says, well, that's different. What's the choice the Baal Amar makes? He makes the choice between what? Well, Hash, Mishen, Nitra, and Hash, Mishen, Kedusha versus what? Gufa, Iker, Gufa, Iker, Kedusha, Gufa, what? Etten, Gufa, Kedusha, that was that. The question is, what the heck does this mean? What does the Baal Amar have in mind here? It's not a Gerech HaGadla. He says the whole Machlokes, it's our entire Torah, is only a 50% of the Torah. Half of that is not the difference. What are the two types of things? Tashmishe Mitzvah, Tashmishe Kedusha. There you have Machlokes Abba. There you have Machlokes Abba. There you have Machlokes Abba. However, by satisfying Sivat Sefer Torah, the entire thing needs Mishma. How does the Baal Hamar know that? The two issues we're going to list for tomorrow before we open up Shita and Rambam. Number one, why would Rashi disagree with the Baal Hamar? Is there a problem with Min Kinah? It may not be. I think that earlier on, it could be the whole reason why Rashi disagrees is because textually, he wants Eric Gemara to be better than the lesson of the Rebbe or not. He wants Gash Dafka to become Rav as well as Shmuel, and therefore, you know, he doesn't really fundamentally disagree with the Gemara, but he reinterprets the Gemara in order that his wish will. But it could be that he fundamentally disagrees. And if he does, why would that be? And if he's the second Rambam, certainly fundamentally disagrees, so we need him to figure out a Hakira as to whether or not the Gemara is true. That'll be issue number one. Point out methodological. There's a machlokes why Rav says it's possible. Rashi says lack of shmud of Baal Amar says it's a problem of Min Kinah. You should always ask, why does Rashi disagree with the Baal Amar, and why does the Baal Amar disagree with Rashi? It could be he doesn't. It could be Rashi doesn't disagree with the Baal Amar. But it could be he doesn't. He does, why? We had pointed out earlier the Baal Amar must disagree with Rashi. Who told him? Why does the Baal Amar have to disagree with Rashi? You're right to say it the way that directly gets the point and not indirectly. Why couldn't the Baal Amar learn the problem of one of the Shema? The Gaon learned the problem of the Shema. Because according to Rav, Hazmana always helps. And therefore, he could have never said puzzle for that reason. That's why it sits in a kosher, because you can always do hazmana later on. According to Rav, you would never have said puzzle because you could always do a hazmana later on. And therefore, he had to find a different reason to say puzzle, Min Kinah. That's why the Baal Amar disagrees with Rashi. Why does Rashi disagree with the Baal Amar? Maybe just technical, but maybe there's a fundamental. Number two is, what's the bar for the Baal Amar? Look up here between Tashmishe Mitzvah versus Tashmishe Kedusha. Number three for tomorrow is the Shita Tarab. The Rambam in Hilchas Tzitzis and again, I'll reiterate, I strongly encourage you guys, this is not an easy story.
sugya, and there's different types of difficult sugya. Some difficult sugyas are the fact that a million kashas are no terutza. That's one level of difficult sugya. There's another difficult sugya where the material is very simple and the lumbus is very sophisticated. This is not such sophisticated lumbus either. I think he did a good job with the lumbus, but it's not unbelievably sophisticated. This is just difficult of holding in cups seven sugyas. You have to hold the cup, Rav and Shmuel, you have to hold the cup, Rabbanan and Shimon Gamliel, you have to hold the cup, the Sugya and Sanhedrin, the Ben the Shema, you have to hold the cup, the Kasha from Sukkah, you have to hold the cup, the Sugya of Yin that says Shem Hashem, you have to do all that, both for Rashi and for the Baal HaMor. Not just memorize what they say, but realize why they're disagreeing with each other. It's a lot, it's not an easy thing to do. I must have spent, I don't know, 8-10 hours trying to work through this in Baal HaMor chapter. I don't know if people see me struggling. You know, it's a worthwhile thing to do. Stupid, how you doing?
Yeah,
but how you doing? No, no. Okay. If anyone needs, I can work. I can make one. I don't think the hair just floats up the end of the when I run out of board. If you want, when I finish here, I'll stick around and explain this to you for the next half hour, 40 minutes. Anyone who needs questions, has questions, I'll go along stage by stage through. If you want, I'll do the meeting. If you want to spend an hour during morning today, read through the Baal HaMor inside again, although to be honest, I'm not sure that's really necessary, but that's fine also. Let me end with big issue number 3. I'll take me 5 minutes. I'll end here and then I'll take questions on the Baal HaMor. Anyone has one, stick around and read the Baal HaMor. The Rambam and Hilchot Shvitzi. You have a Rambam open up, you have a Shvitzi Gemara to the back, it's not big at the Rambam. The Rambam writes as follows. Hilchot Shvitzi, Tarakal, Halacha, Yiral. The Rambam says as follows. Who wants to be the Rambam? Come on, you got it? Yeah, loud, much louder, so even so I can hear you. Okay, so what's the first thing? Yeah, there's a need for tzviya, and I would make a small technical point, which is not my topic, but I can't read a Rambam like this and not notice it. What point should you make on that first line already? Correct. You would have thought that what? Only white, only lava needs to be on the shema, but not chela, so maybe only chela, not lava? The Rambam specifically said they both do, because apparently there was a hava mina otherwise. Excellent choice. I don't have a teretz for that, nor that when I'm discussing that, it's way too far off my topic. But I can't read a Rambam like that and not notice that textual observation. Well done, Shia. Excellent. Continue. Good. Good. Stop right there. Who did the Rambam seem to align with right away? Who did he define the cases more like? Rashi and the Baal HaMor? The Gaon and the Baal HaMor, correct. The choice of a Rashi and the Baal HaMor. But the Gaon is an acceptable answer, even though it's the Baal HaMor. Correct. In other words, it's not the string left over, but it's all sorts of, you know, inferior quality, seemingly inferior quality of fixes. In other words, it's the animal rolled over and some fell off, or it got caught in the thorn, whatever the case is. Okay. The Eino Sin. Any other, so good. According to the rabbi, we can figure out what the facility is. And we know it's not like Rashi, because he drills the case like the Baal HaMor. Is it like the Baal HaMor? Maybe, however, the context is very surprising. For starters, the Rambam puts the soul of Min Knaf in Perek Aleph Pasuk Aleph, 10 halachas away, which would indicate that what? People who are familiar with Rambam know the geographical proximity of Rambam is very important. Gives the impression that what? This is not probably what the Rambam has in mind. The Rambam probably does not have the mind of Min Knaf. Well, if it's not like Rashi, if it's not like the Baal HaMor, well, what is it? Let's try our best to think about that. Additionally, it's just worthwhile to note, just in terms of the structure and the location of it, what he does with the Rambam, how many parts are there to this Rambam? If you had to break it down to parts, how many parts are there? Just to make it easy for yourself.
you want to figure out what the psul is, makes that, in other words, if we've eliminated the possibility that it's not a problem of min kanaf because it's not put in the min kanaf section, well, you may want to ask yourself, what section is it put in? Well, what is in this halacha? How many categories is halacha you're allowed to have? I think three. What are the three? Correct. I would have put those two together, but I can see you separating them. I would say the first is tvi'a. The second is these three minim, which are psul, it's big what they are. And the last is things that kind of remind you of mitzvah habav ba'aveira. Maybe they are mitzvah ba'aveira, maybe not. Yerah midachas, gozel, mishtachav el behema, kodshim, etc., etc. So to figure out what then the problem is. Let's read one more halacha base because it's an important thing in terms of figuring out what else is going on around us. Continue. Halacha base. Go home. I'll read your base. Titzis sha'asa oso kuti pasal. She never died of an Israel, but who has titzis? Avol imasho. So Yisrael below kavanah shela. If a guy makes the titzis or a kuti makes the titzis, what's the thing? Pasal. Why might you have said that? If I were told you a guy can't make this, what would you have thought? Maybe lishma, or maybe some intrinsic soul. But he's a guy. Which one is correct from the Rambam? It's an intrinsic soul, because if a Jew doesn't believe kavana, then what? It's totally okay. Jew doesn't need lishma. Which is very surprising. What else might you have to ask? Once you know that lishma is not needed for tzitzis, who does the Rambam hold by? Rav or Shmuel. Well, if he holds like Rav, what understanding of Rav does he have? Especially taking into account the fact that he didn't learn the cases like Rashi, and he did need a Tevi'a Lishma. The last thing the Rambam says is, Avalimasa saw Yisrael below Kabbalah Shem, Shnach Menasa, and he told them, Pasa. According to the Rambam, the Asiya does have demons. It requires an Asiya, but not an Asiya. It can't come from a different begging. It has to be an Asiya. Pasa Roman Asa means. He doesn't say that's by what he means. He says, the Tikkun Shanach Min Ha'asa, if it's made in Ha'asa, it's no good. Pasa Roman Asa. If it's made by a guy, it's no good, because you need an Asiya, but you don't need an Asiya Lishma. You do need a Tevi'a Lishma. My question is, according to the Rambam, why are these three things possible? It can't be like Rashi because you don't need a Lishma, and it's not like Rashi because he has a different case. It's not like the Baal Amar because he doesn't put this in the context of Mitzvah. Issue number three will deal with tomorrow is what's going on with the Shita Rambam. We didn't bring the Rambam today, we didn't bring the Rambam tomorrow. The Mir Tashem will take a look. We're going to get the whole Mahalik in the Rambam. We'll try our best to see if we can work it through. And then the Mir Tashem, if we get to it, we'll open up. Hopefully, with topic number four, which is the study of Mitzvah Ha'Avera. Mitzvah Ha'Avera. The Gemara seems to say that a stolen sukkah is possible because of why? Yet a stolen ruler is possible because of Mitzvah Ha'Avera. Why not say Mitzvah Ha'Avera is the reason why a stolen sukkah is possible as well? Hopefully we'll get into that by the end of tomorrow, if not by